The water that's in front of the blacksmith, even though they look the same color as water, they're possible. But when the metal gets very hot, he puts it into the water to cool off. That's considered also type of melacha, and therefore this water is possible. Shilufnei atapat, water that is in front of a arbor. In the shtamarim sulim lav kshedim. Over there he uses it to wash off different tools that he has. So, minastam, we assume that it's alright. It's kosher misof. But if we know that it was used to clean things off, then it's possible. Siv dalet, mayim sheshosimim tanugoyim or lokat mim kelet. Water that a tanugo, a rooster, or a hen drank from, or a dog drank from, yesh mishapoiso, zayin vav nirim ela, bein be'elo, bein b'sha, behem el-chai va'oif, yesh l'hapshah. The discussion is water and a bird or an animal drank from it, is that possible? Respect to paraduma, there's a discussion about it. Why should there be a problem? So some of the problem is that it's a type of malocha, that when they drink from it, then at the end of the drinking, some water drips out of the mouth. That water that comes back is considered like water that the malocha was done. Well, it's not really a malocha, but it was used for drinking purposes, leftovers from drinking. So the ma'isa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one can use this water. That's a special chumra that paraduma water is. Therefore, he says one can be makshir. And the Shabru brings from the Achrayim that by a time ago, other animals that drank from it is kosher. But if a dog or a chazer, pig drank from it, it's possible because of meals. They have a lot of look on the face and make the water unpleasant. Chayodim says that if a time of need, and even if a dog or a pig drank from it, one can use the water. If a snake drank from it, then you can't use it. Chashash is poisonous, and therefore it's not drinkable water. But if water that's left open, even though it was an exera, my magulim is open because it's a chashash nechoshin. But since an eager then does not say we're not cautious for this nechoshin, so the water is considered drinkable and it's usable. Even one is machmer in respect to drinking it because of sakana, he doesn't have to be machmer in respect to his diet. Shabbat brings another chiddush, if you have mine posel, kosher water. Posel one and kosher water got mixed together. So if the posel one is a meal, it's a minority, then both. Even a bigger chiddush, that if you have a revius, which is comprised of 60% kosher water, 4% posel water, it's also posel, and it becomes kosher for kiddush adat. If a melacha was just ever mine shuvim. The psil of melacha, we saw before that water was used, they rendered posel. It's talking about water that was drawn. Ancient the cleavage of the copy, even though the presently in the ground. But since they were drawn previously, and now he does a malach with them, they become possible. So basically, if the water was in its natural state in the ground, and a malach was done at that point of time, you rinse something in a river, the water is still kosher, and the spring is still kosher. If the water was drawn, and afterwards in the kark, and then he did malach with it, it's a problem. I love mikvah, mayim, vodim, chubar. As far as I see it, malach doesn't possible if the mine wasn't taxed. So basically, if you have the water which is still mechubar to the ground, even though it's doesn't block on the way, the water will be still kosher. So if you have a hydroelectric plant which is activated by the water that's going by in the river, as long as the water doesn't get completely detached from the river, the water that comes out of it still will be kosher. Water that was heated up, even if it's hot, it could burn your hands and still kosher with yasidayim. The brewer brings that those are machmir if it is hot enough that the yasidayim is fine. And the afraim say if you don't have any other water, it can be machmir. So the biggest aid is if you have water that is very hot, you want to get to a kuleyama, be patient. Wait. I'll cool off a little bit.